Let's head over to the State Capture Commission now, where former Finance Minister Mcebisi Jonas is back on the stand to complete his testimony. He's arguably the person that blew the lid on state capture, particularly the extent of the influence the Gupta family had on the state. Remember, he testified last year about that ministerial job he claims he was offered by the controversial family. And this morning, he's been talking about his time at Treasury and the kind of interference they had to endure. Ranjeni Munsami is the associate editor at Tiso Black Star. Ranjeni, thank you so much for your time. So about an hour or 40 minutes or so, the cross-examination has started. And I see that some people on Twitter are saying that Tutuzani Zuma is sort of, using that process of extraction to grill Mcebisi Jonas. What's been happening so far?
Good afternoon, Clement. As you said, that the first part of the morning was Mr. Jonas explaining the kind of hostility that they all faced at the time that he was in government, building up to the time when he was removed with, at the time, Minister Godan. Then with the cross-examination, basically what Mr. Zuma's advocate is trying to do is break down Mr. Jonas's version. Mm. Mr. Jonas has been very insistent in all his responses that he sticks by the version he presented to the commission when he testified in August. You remember he was one of the first witnesses. And he maintains the course of events about meeting Mr. Zuma and then traveling with him to the Gupta house. He says he did not know where he was being taken to. At the Gupta house, he met Mr. Shangwane, yeah. And they were then taken into the house, and then a Gupta brother came in and made the offer to him. So he maintains, he sticks by that version. Mm. Mr. Lowe, representing Mr. Zuma, is doing is trying to cast doubt on this version, and he's doing this because he seems not to be able to discredit Mr. Jonas's statement so far in what we have heard, but what he is doing is using his attorney, Max Bokwana's timeline that he sent to the public protector, Tuli Madonsela, to just give a guidance of what is in Mr. Jonas's evidence. So there are inconsistencies in that timeline written by Mr. Bokwana, and that is what Mr. Lowe is trying to pick apart to say this is not according to what Mr. Jonas testified.
And I see that he's also been pushing him on why he did not lay a charge initially after he was offered this job. Why did he have to wait only for later on? How did Jonas answer that particular question?
Well, Mr. Jonas has explained earlier in the morning the kind of hostility that they faced, the fact that he didn't trust anyone in the police, in the intelligence services at the time. He's explained now under cross-examination that he only trusted former Minister Nene and Minister Godan, and he related what happened to him to them and them alone. And he was asked by Mr. Lowe, that did you not trust the whole police structure? He said, yes, the whole police structure. And he was asked, including the minister, and he replied, yes, everyone. So this was the reason he's given for not reporting the fact that this bribe offer was made to him, and that one of the Gupta brothers threatened to kill him if he revealed this bribe offer.
All right, Ranjeni Munsami, thank you so much for your time. Associate Editor at Tiso Black Star.